Welcome to Parkinson's and Me. This is Season 4, Episode 2, A Day in the Life Of. I want to welcome everybody. In 2018, that's when I started noticing my fingers just not working correctly. Fast forward a year and a half, and I was officially diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease in 2019. I started this podcast at the beginning of 2020. As you can tell from the name of the podcast, Parkinson's and Me, that this is about Parkinson's disease. And what this podcast is, it's raw emotion for me. It's what I'm learning in day-to-day life, and then record that, not only for those that are listening that do have Parkinson's, but those who don't. And my overall goal for this podcast is to have a log for my son in case he ever wants to go back and listen. What Parkinson's disease did for me was it removed the illusion that, you know, I was going to have just a normal life, that I was going to, you know, work until retirement, and then my wife and I would go on trips and have the grandkids and all of that. Parkinson's disease is progressive. It means that we're slowly getting worse, if we want to look at it from that point of view. So we can take this perspective and go, well, this is absolutely going to be the best I'll ever be today. And honestly, I had that perspective up until many months ago. That was my point of view. However, through my daily experiences, my perspective is changing. How I think is changing. It's more of, it's going to be challenging in the future. So how can I best prepare for that? And it may seem like that's just difference in wording. What's the big deal? I'm discovering that the words that I use are powerful and life-changing. The theme of this season is Steal My Show. I highly recommend that you go back and listen to the last episode. That's Season 4, Episode 1, to where I go more into detail about that. Let me go ahead and take this time to share some reviews that the podcast has received in Apple's podcast app. I was looking at it several days ago. It had been, you know, many months since I had checked. This was so encouraging. One was from J.L. Lawrence, Ph. He said, recently diagnosed at 50. I was desperate to better understand what I was in store for. Having a medical background, I was more interested in the personal aspects than the technical side of PD. Daniel is a great storyteller and does a fantastic job of explaining his story. I couldn't be more appreciative. Thank you so much. And another one from KJD, and this one says, my husband, who is 66 years old, was also diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease at age 44, 23 years ago. Wow. We had been married for 22 years when he was diagnosed in January 2000. For those who remember that month, PD was its very own Y2K. I so wish I would have had a podcast like this at that time. We felt very isolated and alone. We thought PD was an old person's disease and could only wonder why and how. I'm only about 6 episodes in, but I also appreciate Daniel's faith, honesty, and vulnerability in telling his story. It has already been helpful and validating for us. I know it must be and will be for others too. Thank you so much for taking the time to write that. You know, both of these are really encouraging because Jay Lawrence was talking about having a medical background and wanting to understand more of the personal aspects that go along with Parkinson's disease. And just any time that I can be helpful to somebody, you know, it makes it all worth it. So thank you for sharing that. This segment is going to be a little different. Those of you who have listened to episodes before know that there's not always a strategic formula that I follow for each episode. This is going to be another example of an episode such as that. I'm going to share a day in my life. And by sharing this day, I hope to demonstrate that forfeiting my life is the most effective way I hope to truly make a difference. As I talk about things spiritual, religious things, I may lose some people right off the bat. A lot of people don't have the best experience when it comes to that. I definitely understand. Please don't think me to be super spiritual. My motivations for giving my life to a higher purpose, they're pretty logical. They make sense from the perspective of wanting my life to count for something. So how can I share with those that don't have a Parkinson's disease what it's like for me on a daily basis? Trying to communicate to others what it's like having Parkinson's disease is nearly impossible. So I'm going to take you through a day that I've recorded and put together. My goal here is to archive what my day is like in April 2024. I hope to answer the questions that some may ask. So without going into anything extra, anything more, let's get this started. So the day starts just like any other, one that involves an alarm. I try to find my phone to cut off that dang noise. But the positive thing about me sleeping to my alarm means that I haven't been up already, that I actually slept to my alarm, which means more sleep. My legs are sometimes sore when I get out of bed. They're probably due to the muscle spasms that I've been having at night. This is a new development. Many of the mornings, I do pray, Lord, may you do something amazing through me. Please use me. My first order of business is to replace the new probe patch. This is a dopamine agonist, and it works alongside of my carbidopa levodopa.
Time to put my patch on. Yeah, new probe patch. It's awesome. Very thankful for it, but man, it's hard to get on in the mornings.
Time to brush my teeth. Now it's time for me to take the large amounts of medication that I take in the morning. Yeah, make sure they all go down. So I'm starting to head down the stairs. I notice some mornings I'm able to get down the stairs pretty well, while others I'm much more stiff and it takes more time. But in the mornings I felt nauseous. However, when I started eating a Pop-Tart, the nauseousness stopped. Very strange, but I received the blessing. Time for some coffee. Pressing that button. Waiting for that beautiful, beautiful liquid to fill my soul. My son often wants me to wake him up first thing in the morning. My son looked at me one day and said, "The things that I want, I know are going to be difficult to get. But I'd like to go ahead and start getting up in the mornings and working out with you." Whoa. That's my boy. Such maturity. Wow. That is such a miracle. I don't understand why he gets up, why he's so disciplined with that. I'm very thankful for it. I go get him up to get him stirring for the next 45 minutes. He'll kind of snooze off and on. Next, it's time for me to do my exercises, my stretches for the day. Do my leg stretches, do my sit-ups.
6, 7, 8.
Stretching, make sure that I'm able to move well for the day. Try to stay up while I do my planks. That's tough. Then work on my balance. After my exercises, it's time to settle my mind. My meditations have saved much of my life. It is the biggest development that I've had in such a long time. It allows me to better control my thoughts. I use the Balance app. And usually I'll spend about 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes getting myself ready, hoping that this will provide me with the best avenue of success. And it has been. We go down to a little gym at our clubhouse in our neighborhood, and it has a few machines in there. We work out for probably about 45 minutes. I notice if you're doing a lot of cardio and you're sweating a lot, the carbidopa levodopa, it moves through your body much quicker. By the time I get back to the house, it's usually time for some more medication. Into the shower I go. And get ready to see my wife and my son off. Tell them that I love them and have a great day. See y'all this afternoon.
I shall arrive.
Please drive carefully. Love y'all.
Love you too.
When they go, sometimes the questions really start hammering in on me. How much longer am I going to be able to work? How much longer am I going to be able to prepare for the day like this? God, how much have we saved? How am I going to provide for... Okay, nope. Can't think like that. So before my thoughts get out of control, it's time to breathe in. Breathe out. Relaxing as I breathe in. Relaxed as I breathe out. Okay, let's keep going. And as I drive to work, I oftentimes think about, wow, the amount of plates that I have to keep spinning. A lot of things are going. I have a lot of responsibilities. It used to be much easier to keep the plates spinning than it is now. As I get closer to my work, I remind myself, speak life. Whether I feel like it or not, I prepare to speak life to my coworkers during the day, to vendors, to contractors, to all those that I come in contact with. So in order for me to do that without it being some type of pretending, I need to experience that myself. Often that comes in the form of speaking something, even though I may not feel like it. The accumulation of my decisions, my experiences so far this morning, I've already had a very full day. Now, again, I could look at the day and go, oh my gosh, I am just so exhausted. I've already done so much. I don't have anything left. Or I can try to take the drama out of it. It's the beginning of a work day. I'm going to do absolutely everything that I can and bring my best. I want to encourage others that I meet today. A special event in the mornings is when I roll up to the gate. There's a gentleman there. He starts my day off right. We have a game together to where when he sees me roll up, you know, he kind of pumps his fist and I roll down my window acting like I'm pumping my fist. And then as we meet, we bump fist and we tell each other just to have a great day. So I'm going to let you hear such a wonderful start to my day. And again, you know, this is something I initiate, and this is such a blessing. Here we go. All right. There he is. There he is. You too. Have a great. You too. So we bump fists, and as you heard, he told me to have a great Monday and a great week. That really helps me get my day started well and sets the tempo. And now my mind tries to prepare for the day. The questions loom over me. Am I still able to do my job with excellence? What's going to happen today when my hand and arm stop moving correctly and I can't really use my arm? What will I do when something urgent is required at work? And how am I going to hide the diagnosis? How am I going to hide the Parkinson's symptoms? Okay, no, can't think like that. Things start building up for me, and I may not be able to recognize it early enough. My anxiety starts to dial up, and I'm trying my best not to focus on what is coming, because I've been through this so many times before. Hopefully, I don't have to go through it today, but sometimes thoughts break through, like, how much longer am I going to be able to stay in the game? How much have we saved? Am I able to save enough to be able to provide for my wife and son? What happens when I'm not going to be able to earn income anymore? The meetings are beginning to occur, and I'm aware of the expectations placed on me. I know of the expectations that I place on myself. Wait. Speak life. Speak life, Daniel. My body grows stiff, and my heart speeds up. I can feel the fingers in my hand starting to curl up a bit. The muscles in my thighs begin to twitch. I'm terrified how Parkinson's will force me off the stage of life. Lord, I'll do whatever needs to be done to continue to make a difference. It's my life we are talking about, and I don't want to step down. And I can feel my body tighten. It's like all the muscles are flexing at once. My fingers are stiff and I will not be able to use it much longer. I feel the hitch in my gait as I'm walking. I don't have time for this. And then the dam inside of me that's been holding back my anxiety, but the cracks are too much for it. And it suddenly bursts, letting go of all the water that was being held back. And I see it come racing towards me. God, the water's huge and it towers over me. My God. There it goes, my body's locked up. My thoughts are not mine anymore. They're just like a broken record that keeps playing over and over the same music. But sometimes I'm able to catch it, and then suddenly things grow quiet. Slowly, quietly, calmly. Have you been here before? If you have Parkinson's, I'm sure it's a regular occurrence. What do I do about this? What can I do? I'm so tired. I'm practicing the steps that I've learned during my meditation. My mind is coming back, and I see that I have some choices. You do too. We all do. My choice is Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I can't do this on my own. My thoughts go back to my prayer that I prayed first thing this morning. Lord, may you do something amazing through me today. I'm going to pause and stop the episode here. There are a lot of events that take place within my day. In the next episode, I'll pick up where I left off. I hope this episode has been helpful, insightful, or at least somewhat entertaining. But until next episode, thanks for listening. If you would like to contact me, there are a couple of ways. Number one is by email. And my email address is parkinsonsandmepodcast@gmail.com. That's Parkinson's with an S and me podcast at gmail.com. Also, I've set up a voicemail, and you can call that at 1-706-873-1656. Again, that's 1-706-873-1656. And I really hope that you will keep moving forward.